The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, this is a monumental day for me. I've got a whole bunch of things I'd like to share with you. And first of all, I want to thank everybody who's been supporting the radio show for the past 6 months. I can't believe I've been on the air for 6 months. It has gone so fast. It's been so rewarding and very, very eye-opening, I guess, is the word, that my message is getting out there. We're starting to educate people. They're starting to understand. They're asking questions. And that's really what this whole broadcast is all about. Now, the first time out of the gate, and many of you may not know this, but this is my very first radio show. And I have been learning as I go. And hopefully it's been a learning experience for you, too. And I just want to thank all of you again for continuing to support us, me being the neophyte that I am. I would like to remind you that the first 2 months of the show, you guys took us to the Stitcher 100. We were number 97, which are the most listened shows in the United States. And we sincerely thank you. As I mentioned, we're celebrating our six-month anniversary on the air today, and I'd like to give a very big shout-out and a thank you to Jeff Spinard, the president of Voice America. Jeff and his staff, I guess, saw something in me that I didn't know, and they selected me to be on board with them, and I'm very appreciative, and I'm very humbled. And Jeff has been responsible for developing over 500 different shows, so I think he's very qualified. Another big shout-out to my network and executive producer, Sandra Rogers. A big hug to all the production staff, Randy and Brad and Justin and Kevin and everyone that's behind the scenes that has helped to make this show the success that it has. I also would like to make a super thank you to Jeff Gersel and the staff in host services. You guys are great, and I sincerely thank you. And you've saved my butt a few times. And you, the listening audience, you never noticed the difference, but they had my back. So today's broadcast is going to be the last of the, I didn't know that. And the reason being, we're going to bring to you, in the next 6 months, we're going to be starting a new series, and that series is called Tasty Tidbits. And Tasty Tidbits is going to deal with trending health issues, health challenges, more raw food information, specifically food, produce, cooking techniques, uncooking in our case, shortcut tips of how to make your life easy, and a whole lot more. Many of you have been asking for more information on the raw food lifestyle, so you ask, you got. All right, now let's talk about the Chef's Corner. Saturday, this Saturday the 20th, from 7 to 10 p.m., Flavors of the Heart, our American Heart Association that we do, a nonprofit work. Flavors of the Heart will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. at the World Market Center here in Las Vegas. And for ticket information, you can go to www.foth, which stands for Flavors of the Heart, .com. Friday, September 26th, I'm going to be serving as a moderator for the American Heart Association. This is a 10-state conference call. This event will encompass 7 Western states with over 70 participants, and I will be moderating with Dr. Klingman. And believe it or not, we have bookings for 2015, April the 3rd, which is a Friday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. The second annual Health Food Fair of Las Vegas will be held outside in the plaza at the Las Vegas City Hall. And as we move closer, of course, into 2015, we'll give you more and more details as that starts to unfold. Now, I would like to give you a little update about what's going on with our new store. We now have ordered our cabinets, our marble, all those things are now on order, and we're getting together with all of our contractors and our bidding and things. I believe our start or reopening date is probably going to be pushed back to November sometime, not the original date of October the 1st, which we figured wasn't going to happen anyway. A lot of construction going out here in Las Vegas, so we're very aware of those kind of dates. So they're just arbitrary. All right? So that takes care of the store. If you have any questions about the store or you need to get a hold of me, you can reach me at 1-702-286-5486. That's my cell. Or you can email me at Chef Sharon, SHARYNNE, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, for my longevity and doTERRA clients, you can call or email me. We still have products, so you can continue with your products and don't think that you're going to be missing out on your nutrition and your health, because you're not. So you can, like I say, call or email me, and we'll be happy to make arrangements either to ship them to you, mail them to you, or meet you in person, maybe at Starbucks for a cup of tea. All right, now, the next thing I'm working on is we have some very exciting upcoming guests in the rolling out of the second half of our show. We're going to have Dr. Thor Manji. And Dr. Manji is a NUCA chiropractic practitioner. And you're going to find out something very interesting about NUCA. So those of you who currently are under chiropractic care, please keep your mind open. This is no snapping or cracking. And I will share my very personal story, how Dr. Manji helped me and got me back to work. I was a chef, of course, owner of a restaurant, and could not work in the kitchen. So you know that's not a good thing. We're also going to have Angela Harris. Angela is the owner of Herbally Grounded here in Las Vegas. She's a master herbalist, more than 30 years. She's also going to be an upcoming guest. We're also going to have celebrity chef, author, film producer, Charles Maddox. And Charles is Bob Marley's nephew and the national representative for the American Diabetes Association. And we are working with Charles on his worldwide project on diabetes. Diabetes, over 366 million people worldwide. Okay, guess what? Time for my favorite part of the show. I didn't know that. So today's topic, our final topic, is going to be on the mineral or element, iodine. Iodine is a chemical element with a symbol of I and the atomic number 53 on the atomic table. It's the Greek name, and it comes from Greek, and it means violet purple due to the color of the elements of the iodine vapor. Iodine is a trace mineral and a nutrient that is found naturally in water. What is the function of iodine? Iodine is needed for normal metabolism of the cells. Metabolism is the process of converting food into energy, and humans need iodine to have a natural thyroid function and for the production of the thyroid hormones. Let's talk about some food sources of iodine. Iodized salt is table salt that iodine has been added, and it's a main food source for iodine. However, you can also get it from seafood, which is naturally rich in iodine. Things like cod and sea bass and haddock and perch are all good sources. Now remember, I'm raw vegan. I'm not pushing animals. But for those of you that are starting to make a transition and you want to start giving your body the nutrition that it needs as you transition into more raw vegan diet and lifestyle, this is to help you along the way. Another really good source, rich in iodine, is kelp. And kelp is one of the most common seafood, sea vegetables available on the market today. Now, you can also get iodine from your dietary products, dairy products. They also contain iodine. And please make sure that your sea salt that you're using contains iodine, particularly if you are vegan, because you're not going to get iodine from any other animal sources. And another good source are, of course, plants that are grown in an iron-rich soil. Let's talk about side effects. Lack of enough iodine, or what's called a deficiency, can occur in places where iodine is very poor in the soil. And we've talked about minerals over and over and over again. We've learned that they're only available in veins throughout the country. No portion of the country has all 60 that we need. So if you suffer from an iodine deficiency, it can cause a goiter or hypothyroidism, which means your thyroid is underactive. So without enough iodine, your thyroid cells and the actual thyroid gland itself becomes enlarged. Now, deficiencies happen more often in women than in men, believe it or not, and it's more common in pregnant women and in older children. And I would gather that pregnant women, this is because of the nutritional draw needed for the embryo. Now, if you're getting enough iodine in your diet, it can help to prevent some physical and intellectual forms of a disability that's called cretinism, C-R-E-T-I-N-I-S-M. Cretinism is very rare here in the United States because it's very rare that we see iodine deficiencies. It's generally not a problem. But when that condition does exist, all right, it's a severely stunted physical and mental growth, okay, that's due to an untreated congenital deficiency of the thyroid hormones. Iodine poisoning is very rare here in the United States, and very high intake of iodine can reduce the function of the gland itself. All right? Now, the best way to get your daily requirements of essential vitamins and minerals, of course, is to eat a balanced diet that contains a variety of foods, all right, a variety of foods, and that way you don't have to be concerned when you're buying your salt, but please make sure that it has or contains iodine or the words iodized. Okay? All right, now we are going to break. It's going to go. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to recap last week's show, and then we'll start with our new material. Last week, we started talking about acrylamide, and we learned that acrylamide is one of the byproducts formed when you cook food above what? What's that magic temperature number? 248 degrees. That's why we let you know that you can do things like steaming and boiling, but no baking, no frying, because we know those temperatures are going to go above 248 degrees, right? Okay. So, acrylamide. If you want to learn more about acrylamide, you might want to check the episode directory, the August 7th episode that we did with Dr. Rick and Dr. Karen, The Science of Raw Food. And we talked in detail about acrylamide and AGE. Now, acrylamide is a chemical monomer that has a lot of industrial applications. They use it for Tell you what, let's do this. Let me not get into this. Let's take a short break. Don't you guys dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Food. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be right back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, guys, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were just doing a little bit of a recap on last week and acrylamides. And I referred you back to the episode directory with Dr. Rick and Dr. Karen, August the 7th. Now, let's talk about acrylamide real quick, and then we're going to move forward and talk about the Maillard reaction, where do we get our protein from, and the percentage of calories that we get from plant food and protein and all that good stuff. So, acrylamide has many industrial applications. For example, in water treatment, it's a coagulating agent. It's the building block of some plastics. It's a grouting agent that's used for dams and pipes and sewers. It's also used in paper and pulp processing. And it's a cosmetic additive used in dyes. Now, according to the UN and the Agricultural Organization, acrylamide, the toxicological effects of acrylamide are well known. Quote, it causes DNA damage, and high doses cause neurological and reproductive effects. The International Agency for Research for Cancer says acrylamide, probably carcinogenic to humans. The UK's Independent Committee on Carcinogenicity and Chemicals in Food, acrylamide exposure should be as low as reasonably practical, quote, unquote. So our society, the way we live, even if you're trying to be healthy and eating raw and doing this and doing that, as you can see, there are many extenuating circumstances that we do not have control over. You can't control your water treatment. You can't control the grouting. You can't control the fact that your body comes in contact with paper and pulp when you're doing your work and there's acrylamides and chemicals in that paper. You have no control over that, okay? So try to understand and put everything in perspective as to where you are, make your body as strong as you can so we can fight off these outside environmental contaminants. Okay? So, here we go. We're going to talk about some additional facts about acrylamide, and then we're going to talk about the Maillard reaction. The average intake of acrylamide from all sources is about 70 micrograms a day for an adult. Total levels that you want we're being exposed to, including from our diet, are over 1,000 times over that amount. Cigarettes have acrylamide. They enter the body. The unbound asparagine, which is the amino acid we talked about before, when it is unbound and those potato skins are heated above 248 degrees, guess what? We create acrylamide. So baked potato, take off that skin, okay? Take off that skin. Now, according to some researchers, it's really hard. There are really no practical ways that you can get acrylamide completely out of your diet. That's why we continue to push large quantities, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables to help protect against these cancers that can be caused from acrylamide. All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk real quick about the Maillard, M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D reaction. And that is basically when you take the asparagine, which is the amino acid, and it combines with sugar plus heat above 248 degrees, all right, acrylamides are formed. All right? Now, according to some researchers, there really is no practical way that you can have a completely total lifestyle void of acrylamide. And as I mentioned before, this is why we promote lots of fresh fruits and veggies. All right? Let's talk about protein. The history of protein, what we knew back in the 1900s. We knew that amino acids are the building blocks of protein. We learned then that there are 12 amino acids that had been identified so far as in the 1900s. And all protein was thought to contain the same relative amounts of amino acids. But new developments, as we became more and more advanced in our analytical techniques, we started to find out, oh, guess what? There are more amino acids than just the 12. Protein coming from different sources could be composed from different relative quantities of different individual amino acids. There was a research study done by Osborne and Mendel in 1911, and Thomas Osborne was from the Connecticut Agricultural Experimental Station. His partner, Lafayette Mendel, was from Yale. They pioneered studies regarding how protein needs and protein quality affect the body. They found out that laboratory rats of a particular type, when they were fed three different sources of protein, being cow's milk, that protein called casein, C-A-S-E-I-N, wheat protein from gliadin, G-L-I-A-D-I-N, and corn protein from zein, Z-E-I-N. Bet you didn't know those, did you? Now, we also found out that rats that were fed cow's milk protein grew and gained weight normally. Rats that were fed wheat protein did not grow, but they maintained their weight. Rats that were fed corn, they lost weight, but they didn't survive if left on just a corn protein diet alone. There's not enough protein to sustain life. Osborne and Mendel also found out that 9% of the protein in the rat diet in the form of casein, the rats only grew to about half of their normal size. Interesting, huh? So what it's trying to tell us is that those types of forms of protein, yes, we're getting protein, but it also has an effect on the development of the body. So the conclusions from their research was that cow's milk was qualitatively qualified as a complete protein, assuming to contain all the amino acids in the sufficient amounts as when they tested with rats. So remember, We test with rats first, we get our results, then we go to humans. Remember, we're not supporting animal testing. But this is how we got to where we are today, so that those of us on a raw vegan diet totally understand what's going on in the body. It had to be experimented on something, and those were animals. All right? Now, wheat was classified as being partially incomplete. Okay? Not the complete protein we've been led to believe, and all the gluten issues, and we've talked about that before. Corn was also classified as an incomplete protein. Corn did not contain enough of lysine and tryptophan that the rats needed in their study. Rats thrived and they grew normally when they received lysine and tryptophan supplements. So that just shows you, again, we keep talking about the fact that all of our nutrition is cofactored. Many of the nutrients and elements and trace minerals that we need are in such minuscule forms that the body needs that there's no doggone way you're getting it in the food. And that's why we believe you must always supplement. As I mentioned to you folks before, you all know that I am a longevity distributor. Longevity products, you can reach them on my website, rawfoodexpress.com. And to the listening audience, for those of you who may be interested in having some complimentary nutritional counseling done, you can reach me at chefsharon@rawfoodexpress.com, and we can forward the medical questionnaire to you and go from there. It's very eye-opening because it's a medical questionnaire that you're going to answer some questions, and it's going to lead us to a whole bunch of deficiencies. Now, I'm not a doctor. This questionnaire was designed by Dr. Joel Wallace. Okay? So, that is something that's available to you. If you need it, you're certainly welcome to take me up on it. Now, for the next few decades, as we move forward from the Osborne and Mendel research, we find out that as technology started to catch up, we found out that, guess what? There are more individual amino acids than what we knew about before. So what we found out was histidine was then added to lysine and tryptophan, and that was in 1930. So this type of information is not new, right? But it seems like it is because we're not being given this information. So in the 1930s, the new amino acids of threonine were added to lysine, and tryptophan, which is one of the 22 amino acids, and histidine, which is an essential amino acid, was also added. Then threonine was the 20th amino acid that was discovered. All right? Now, investigations from all kinds of experiments allowed for the discovery for threonine. And it also allowed for that classification. So there are 20 individual amino acids found in protein. 20. All right? Now, 6 more amino acids were added, and that means that 10 out of the 20 are essential. Hey, guys, don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com, and we'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Have you thought about chiropractic as a possible healing mechanism for any conditions, ailments, or pain you might be feeling? If not, why not think about this as an alternative to or a complement to Western medicine? Tune in to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld and co-host Dr. Robert Woolery. On the show, we'll answer your questions about chiropractic and how much it can save in both time and money when compared to conventional medicine. Listen Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that. Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And I'd like to thank all of you for not hitting that mouse and clicking that mouse. Welcome back. Okay, so before the break, we were continuing, we were talking about where we get our protein from. We were also talking about the actual discovery. We started off with 12 individual amino acids, and now guess what? We've worked ourselves up to 20. All right? So now let's talk about which amino acids are essential for human people. Okay? Of the 10 essential amino acids that we gave or they gave to rats one at a time, what they did was, as they gave them each of the 10 essential one by one, they started noticing marked problems. So as they eliminated 8 of the 10 amino acids, they started causing symptoms, things like loss of appetite, extreme fatigue, irritability, nervousness, negative nitrogen imbalance. Large protein fragments were now starting to be formed in the urine, which means that the food is not being broken down. When arginine was completely eliminated from the diet, there was a positive nitrogen balance. Okay? When histidine was completely eliminated from the diet, there was a positive balance. Now, the 8 essential amino acids for humans are valine or valine, V-A-L-I-N-E, leucine, L-E-U-C-I-N-E, isoleucine, I-O-S-O-L-E-U-C-I-N-E, threonine, T-H-R-E-O-N-I-N-E, methionine, M-E-T-H-I-O-N-I-N-E, phalanine, P-H-A-L-A-Y-A, L-A-N-I-N-E, tryptophan, and lysine. Okay? Now, how much amino acids do we need? One at a time, each of the essential amino acids was gradually reduced as they tested each of these subjects. And what they found out was the biggest question that they had was in the elimination of those amino acids. Okay? So what we found out is that in grains, for example, all grains, of course, contain amino acids. That's a good thing. But grains contain gluten. Gluten is not good because it messes up your digestive tract. We also learned in this study that all vegetables, including corn, are complete proteins for humans. We also found out in this study that they did that all beans are complete protein for human needs again. We also found out that nuts and seeds are complete proteins for humans. So you can see why a raw vegan diet is good. Not only the fiber, but the essentials, your amino acids, so on and so forth. If you eat primarily fruits, it's good and it's delicious. But you also need to incorporate your vegetables. It's easy for us to cover our protein and amino acid needs if we just incorporate more fresh fruits and vegetables. And guess what? Supplement. supplement, boys and girls. You're not going to get it from your diet. I've said this to you time and time again. Okay? So you need to supplement. Of the essential amino acids, of them, two of them are called cysteine and methionine. Both of those are sulfur-forming compounds or acidic. Okay? Now, let's talk about, let's see, methionine contains sulfur, which is acid-forming. And don't forget, most vegetables are very low in their caloric density. So you're going to want to eat a large amount of them because why? They're high in water, they're high in fiber, they're high in, and very low in fat. So you get a large quantity of nutrients and large quantities of food and large quantities of fiber, and you can get your protein needs from your fruits and vegetables. It does not have to come animal sources, all right? Now, mother's milk has been providing all the essential nutrients that we know, including all the essential amino acids, in significant quantities for optimal health for humans, literally for millions of years. The time of the greatest, most protein needs, of course, is in childhood and infancy. Because why? Mother's milk contains less lysine than wheat, which is considered to be an incomplete protein due to the fact it has the low lysine content. So mother's milk is going to provide a surplus of lysine for our human needs. Mother's milk contains less amounts of lysine, okay, than what you would find in corn, which is also considered to be an incomplete protein with inadequate amounts of lysine and tryptophan. So mother's milk will provide a surplus of lysine and tryptophan for humans, the same reasoning that classifies wheat, corn, and other plant foods as being incomplete also now classifies humans' mother's milk as incomplete protein. Rats and humans have remarkably different protein needs, of course, and when we use rats, okay, when we use rats and we use their needs as the basis for human needs, we can see why there's so much confusion as to why we don't know what the human body needs. Okay, now, let's switch. Let's talk about the percentage of calories from protein that you're going to get from a plant-based diet. So let's look at fruits, for example. Fruits are going to average in a range between about 1 to 2%, with an average at about 5%. So 5% of the calories you're going to be able to get from protein coming from your fruit. You're going to be able to get, on an average, on grain, 15%. But remember, as followers of Dr. Wallach and the longevity line, we are not pushing grains. So kind of take that out of your equation as you're starting to move forward. Start reducing the number and the amount of grains in your diet. Okay? Next, we're going to talk about nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are going to give us, on an average, of about 15%. 15% of our calories can come from protein based upon nuts and seeds. Beans, 25% on average, and veggies, 25%. Okay? Now, did you hear me mention anything about meat? No, of course not. Let's talk again real quick about mother's milk. Mother's milk contains about 5% of its calories from protein, and we just learned that it's an incomplete protein. All right? If you were to look at rat milk, rat mother's milk contains about 15% of its calories are going to come from protein. Now, there was a doctor, Dr. Rose, who did some studies on how human needs for protein were about 2.5% of their calories. And when he doubled that for an extra safe level, he came up to about 5%. The sample diet that we use is using about 15% of your calories coming from protein. Now, in this country, we eat way too much animal-based protein, way too much. And later on in life, you'll find out that all that protein is very detrimental to your kidneys, causing kidney problems. All right? So how do we figure out what our protein needs would be? Your weight in pounds divided by 2.2 equals your weight in kilograms. For example, if you weighed 140 pounds divided by 2.2, you would need 64 kilograms of protein. All right? Let's now talk about amino acid recycling. Edmund Nasset conducted many studies, peer-reviewed studies, and in literature in the late 1940s up until the early 80s. And what he did was he mixed different dietary types of protein, trying to find out about how the body recycles its amino acids. We found out that humans that were subjected to swallowing a little collection tube that they used, it went down into the small intestine of the gut, each of those subjects consumed four different test meals with different amino acid profiles. Number one, some of them had lean beef, some of them had number two, eggs, number three, milk, number four, gluten, okay? Gut contents of amino acids were compared to the gut contents of other meals, and they found out that the amino acid profile and the ratio were almost the same. So they noted that it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to tell whether or not the test meal was because of the amino acids or whether or not it was because of the ratio combination of the different forms of amino acid combination profiles. The amino acid pool found that in the gut, it contains contributions from both internal and external means, meaning things like dietary versus internal. Dietary things being like digestive enzymes, your gut secretions, and your intestinal mucosal lining, which is the human flesh, which is also added to this amino acid recycling because it comes from inside the body. Now, let's look at ingestion of any type of a meal is going to set off a series of neural, hormonal, chemical, and mechanical stimuli, which excite your salivary, your gastric, your liver, your pancreas, and your intestinal cells to help pour out enzymes and other proteins into your digestive lumen to help to start to break down your food. Well, guess what? If you don't have all those things, you have a problem. The magnitude of these responses indicates the large and rapid turnover of protein in tissues of the digestive tract. The hydrochloric enzymes and other secreted proteins and the sloughed-off mucosal lining or skin provide enough amino acids to the mixture in the gut to help with the digestion of proteins. Estimates are that about average adult male needs probably sloughs off about 200 grams of that intestinal mucosa each and every day. Each and every day. So in other words, our bodies are able to take an incomplete protein and make it complete by utilizing our body's own internal recycling mechanism. Okay? Now, don't you guys dare touch that mouse. I'll be upset if you do. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com, and we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting. some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Really appreciate you not clicking that mouse and coming on and continuing on with us as we continue on talking about amino acid recycling. Basically, what we found out is the body has its own innate ability, okay, to add and to take incomplete proteins and to make them complete by utilizing its own internal recycling mechanism, right? Now, let's talk about most, if not all, the cells in the body have the ability to store protein. With some cells in the body, they have a greater capacity to do this, to store more protein than others, for example, in your liver, in your kidneys, and in the intestinal mucosa, which is the intestinal lining. White blood cells that are known as macrophages, or like Pac-Man, can swallow up an entire plasma protein, break it up into individual amino acids, and then take those amino acids and dump them right back into the bloodstream, where they're now going to be transported into the cell of your body to help build new protein. That is the amino acid recycling process, as you see. Proteins stored within the cells are broken down by intracellular lysosomal or fat breaking down enzymes. Individual amino acids then enter the bloodstream, where they're utilized, okay? And cortisol also helps to play a role in the breakdown of those cellular proteins, and they help to put them back into the individual amino acids. So you can see your body can recycle, but if we don't give it the proper nutrition, nothing is going to happen. Instead of building up, the body starts attacking itself and starts breaking down. Okay, let's switch gears. We are now going to talk about the effects of heat on dietary proteins. Heat is a catalyst in which chemical change causes a change in our food. For example, cake mix turns into cake. Bread dough turns into bread. Bread turns into toast. Raw meat, when it's cooked, various methods, same thing. Raw meat is now cooked, and now you can eat it. Raw eggs are changed and affected by heat. They can be fried, poached, scrambled, soft-boiled, hard-boiled. And guess what? Heat affects taste. Heat affects temperature. Heat affects texture. And heat also affects nutrition. Now, there's a variety of amino acids, included all the essentials, that are involved in chemical reactions that occur during heat processing. We already talked about them, right? AGEs, acrylamides, and many different proteins form carcinogenic or cancer-causing agents. There's a variety of ways that this can happen depending on how and what your method of cooking is, what amino acid is in question in general, and also the presence of other substances that the amino acids may react to. The Maillard, M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D, reaction is the one that is the most responsible for making changes that alter our amino acids. Amino acids and sugars slash carbohydrates interact at high temperatures. The MRP, or Maillard reaction products, are a collective name for those new substances that are formed as a direct result of temperatures at 248 degrees Fahrenheit and above. There are new formations of substances that are formed that are unhealthy. They're toxic. They are known carcinogens or known to cause cancers. Now, other effects that the Maillard reaction has is it reduces the protein's availability to be digested. Okay? Also, there's a formation of what we call crosslinks. We inhibit protein from digesting enzymes, and this can basically help to keep us from having amino acids bioavailable for our bodies. Now, each of these heat-related processes that we talked about, whether it's frying or deep frying or any of those kind of things, we know that it affects many of the amino acids. It affects the non-essential amino acids, cysteine and serine. It affects the essentials, leucine, isoleucine, threonine, methionine, tryptophan, and lysine. Lysine, because of its unique chemical configuration, is an amino acid that's most likely to be altered first because it is heated, all right, above 248 degrees. Above 248 degrees, what do we create? Dietary AGEs. We talked about those, your advanced glycation end product. It also produces CMLs, which are carboxymethyllysines. It also produces CELs, which are carboxyethyllysines, and other MRPs, or Maillard reaction products. The lysine that has reacted to this heat now blocks lysine. 50% more of the lysine in our food may be blocked because of the fact the heat is too high. And research has now shown us that significantly high levels of blocked lysine, as in pan-fried salmon versus steam-cooked salmon, and in roasted cornflakes versus corn flour, we find out that there's an increased risk. It's significantly higher in the sense that we're blocking the essential amino acid lysine. Condensed milk also, same thing. A loss of 36% when roasted soy has been shown to reduce lysine loss by about 40%. So you can see some of the things that we do on a daily basis truly, truly do affect the bioavailable of the nutrients, what we are able to absorb, what we are lacking, and we continue on day by day by day. Now, amino acids lose their effectiveness, of course, when they start being cooked. If you don't cook and process your food, then you don't need to consume extra protein to make up for the losses as a result of cooking food. Hope this is starting to make sense now to you. I think it is. Okay? Let's talk about some of the problems that you can end up with when you have excessive protein. When people think protein, they usually think animal food. Even the most lean or extra lean animal products contain more fat than they do protein. Fat is largely saturated fat, which helps to raise cholesterol levels. The lean part contains cholesterol. Leaner means more cholesterol. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Sticky saturated fats reduce the oxygen transport that is necessary to your cells on a day-to-day basis. Animal foods contain no dietary fiber. They're high in fat, They're low in fiber. They raise cholesterol, which now contributes to cardiovascular disease. And cooking animal products that contain dietary AGAs now contribute to heart disease. And other cooked food toxins that we just talked about, AGEs and acrylamide. Animal foods contain no vitamin C, an important protector against, guess what, heart disease. Animal foods contain no phytonutrients, which protect us from a host of diseases. Animal products are also low in water, no fiber, high fat, and basically are calorically dense. When you eat high protein, you're causing extra work for both your liver and your kidneys. In order for them both to break down the products that include both ammonia and urea. The BUN, or blood urea nitrogen, is an indication of the level of kidney function. Okay? Now, guys, you're not going to believe this. This is all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for spending time with me. I appreciate you spending time with me. I hope you learned a little bit more about cooking food, some of the dangers of food. I hope you learn what to do. If not, you know, you can reach me at any time. I want you guys to follow these instructions, okay? And I want you to go out and get healthy. Let's do this again next week. You go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.